Well, Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath said the country is in a really good place ahead of today's announcement on the reopening plan when he was on primetime last night. And as you heard in the bulletin this morning and in the paper's review, a lot of the detail is emerging about what you can look forward to. For more, we're joined by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Micheál, it'll all be set out for us at 6 o'clock tonight. Take us through what we're likely to hear.
Yeah, well, things begin to change from June 2nd. It is at that point that hotels and guest houses reopen. And then on the 7th of June, even more significant changes. That's when outdoor dining and drinking can resume. Cinemas can also reopen from that date, and gyms as well. And then weddings in June rise to 25 people. And then moving on to July, it's from July 5th that things begin to change. And some surprise, I think, at that meeting last night that the way was cleared on that date, perhaps a little bit earlier than maybe ministers had anticipated. July 5th, the date on which indoor hospitality, pubs and restaurants being able to serve indoors from that point on. Also around that time, the indoor possibilities come back into view that you could see in smaller venues, 50 people meeting indoors and perhaps up to 100 in larger ones. And then in the outdoor context in July, it's between 200 and 500 people at bigger outdoor venues, particularly sports ones, would be able to meet up. So that's the big change in July. And in weddings, when it comes to weddings in July, they rise up to 50 before going to 100 in August. August too, there are significant changes in the sense of the amount of people that might be able to go into a sports stadium in particular. That could rise up to 5,000 in bigger venues. I think you are perhaps over the course of the day going to see more detail in relation to sports attendances and possible ones that could be used for piloting perhaps initially through maybe June and July, and also in relation to entertainment and music gigs. More detail likely to be provided on what's possible through the summer on that in exact terms.
Was there some surprise in political circles about NPHET appearing to take a relatively benign view about reopening despite the dark cloud of the Indian variant, the shortfall in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Yeah, I think what you can see from the fact that the meeting was about 3 hours in the end, a large part of that, the early part, running from 7:30 up beyond 9 o'clock, was in relation to that public health advice. And I think there was a lot of questions asked about what are the risks involved, and perhaps a little surprise, particularly around the indoor hospitality, that could move on the 5th of July. A big discussion too when it came to international travel. And I think that went over and back for quite some time as to whether or not it would be the 26th of July before the Taoiseach and ministers at that meeting agreed that it would be on the 19th of July. So on that point, you can see international travel returning and Ireland becoming part of the European Green Digital Cert. And of course, that opening the way then for international travel, if people meet the criteria of being vaccinated or having recovered from COVID-19 or else having a test. And to pave the way for that, you're likely to see today that the EU countries on the mandatory hotel quarantine list, Luxembourg, France and Belgium, would be removed very swiftly indeed. And of course, while you do see an extension of mandatory hotel quarantine, a proposal going through the Dáil to bring it to the end of July, it does seem that it may, after the July the 19th, be largely used. They will obviously be red zone countries as well, but largely used for people who don't meet that criteria and not having a test or not having a vaccination arriving into the country.
The aviation sector has been highly critical of the government and the lockdown policies. They say they want a plan. Will they get that with the announcement today, the 19th of July being one date I'm sure will be welcome, but will that be enough? Will there be more on aviation?
I think the 19th of July seems to be the date. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any distinction drawn between the common travel area and wider international travel beyond that. Of course, there was a push for that to move earlier on that, because that makes up about a third of the aviation traffic when it comes in and out of the country. But it doesn't seem so. I think there is a view that more time is needed, perhaps beyond those early days of July, when the EU system gets up and running, to get things ready here, that it is going to require a fairly comprehensive piece of planning, particularly around what documents will be inspected and what is needed at the ports and airports. I think there is also a view and a hope within government that if you look between now and then, there is a possibility that more than 2 million more vaccine doses will be administered at that point between now and then.
We'll be getting, of course, the economic plan next week. The Cabinet still to finalise the details on that. The hospitality sector will be looking keenly at that. Many employers will be looking keenly at PUP rates. They say they're having difficulty getting workers back. Hospitality not happy about no indoor dining till the 5th or the 7th. There's even talk of legal action, is there?
There is talk of legal action, and that is that central point that has been spoken about, and that's something that was prominent when the political parties met in Dublin during the week, and that focuses particularly on the fact that hotels will be able to serve people indoors from the 2nd of June, while that indoor service for the other parts of the hospitality sector has to wait until July 5th. The Restaurants Association saying that no scientific basis has been established for that. So as soon as the statutory instrument, which essentially will give effect to hotels being able to serve indoors very soon now, as soon as that is signed, they are going to mount a legal challenge.
All right, Micheál Aithin, political correspondent, thank you.